Phil Collins is all the rage these days, Pete.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you saw this. It was all over the news channels recently. There's these two teenage kids. That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Teenage kids. And a couple of teenagers, and they're YouTubers. And what they do is they film themselves listening to music they've never heard before.
Okay.
And then they react to it.
Since they're Zennials, no, not Zennials, they're Gen Z, they probably haven't heard a lot of music.
Listen, I don't know what label to put on them.
If they're teens.
They're teens. So they listened to Phil Collins and his song In the Air tonight. And they reacted to it, and this thing has gone crazy viral. It's all, especially when it gets to the point in the song where the drum beat hits, boom, ba boom, ba boom, and they go crazy. And so this thing is all over the map, and they listen to other songs, including Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh, I don't know if we have Jolene in here.
No, I don't think so. We shouldn't have Jolene by Dolly Parton. So this thing went viral, and now because of this, Phil Collins, this song has been downloaded. It's like number one or two on the iTunes chart. It's amazing. It's kind of like the commercial for Progressive Insurance with the rat. You know, the people who have the rat problem, and then the rock band Rat is playing in their
round
basement.
Round and round.
That song charted again because of that commercial. So it's the power of television. Not as big as the power of AM radio, of course.
Power of advertising, right? Is that
what it is? Yeah. Well, you know how much I love advertising. There's the rat sign. Pete, we have a rat problem.
Sorry, I couldn't handle In the Air tonight. It's putting me to sleep. I had to get some rat.
The Phil Collins song takes a long time to establish.
It's a long build, yeah.
It's a long build before you get to that magic drum beat. So, you know, I wish I would have thought of this idea, because now these two guys are famous. I didn't think of it. Again, another idea I didn't think of.
Right.
Why? Because I was spending more than 20 minutes in the shower with low-flow heads.
Trump talking about the low-flow heads is going to bug you all day, isn't it?
It is. We have the audio clip. If you want to hear the president, if you missed it yesterday, the president was complaining about shower pressure standards in our country. So here's the president.
Bringing back consumer choice and home appliances so that you can buy washers and dryers, shower heads and faucets. So shower heads, you take a shower, the water doesn't come out. You want to wash your hands, the water doesn't come out. So what do? You just stand there longer, or you take a shower longer? Because my hair, I don't know about you, but it has to be perfect. Perfect.
So there's the president.
Get out of here.
Yeah. What do you do? 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
What is
wrong? Flush the toilet 15 times?
I find it hard to believe that billionaire Donald Trump has ever been in a shower, whether it's in Trump Tower or the White House or Mar-a-Lago, where the water doesn't come out. Like, I figure it's probably made of gold and studded with diamonds, right?
Like, Melania, pass the soap.
Does anybody believe Donald Trump has ever roughed it for anything, including a shower?
I don't
really
think so.
Really?
Oh, Don.
Really?
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. So that's the latest rage now. The government wants to wipe out the low-flow shower stuff. And I have to admit, Pete, I wouldn't mind it.
You know, I got to tell you, though, when the water-saving toilets, if you got to flush them three times...
They're not saving you any water.
Once for the bulk and twice for the remainder, you can't... It's not saving you anything. So.
Well, and if you're a hearty eater, you know, I'm not going to say any more than that.